Only. Well, I'll tell you the story and you decide if I acted properly. I was on a business trip. At the time, I was working in sales. My biggest account was in Indianapolis. I was taking him out to dinner. It had started snowing earlier in the day. Well, we decided to do dinner at my hotel. And we had a huge meal. Pot roast. Potatoes. Yams. Cream corn. Followed it off with a cup of coffee and a piece of pie. Then we had several brandies. Well, by the time he got up to leave, we looked outside. There were snowplows everywhere. Drifts piled 3 feet high. Guys on the radio saying, if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. Interstate 99 is closed now and will probably be closed for the foreseeable future. There's ice storms everywhere and cars in ditches. If you don't have to go, please don't go. And my account looked at me and said, Jesus, I got a 30-mile drive home. I don't really want to do it. I said, well, I'm staying in the hotel, and while it's full, they gave me a big king-size bed. He said, well, if you don't mind, I believe I'd like to stay here with you. So he went upstairs. We talked for a while, then we got in the bed. He didn't have any pajamas. He got in the bed naked. Not wanting to make him feel uncomfortable, I got in the bed naked. We were lying there for about 20 minutes when suddenly I felt a hand reach out and grab the hydraulics. I thought, boy, he must be having some kind of dream. Next thing you know, I look down, there he is. Well, just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, in the darkness, I felt the tip of a foreign set of hydraulics brush against my lips. As I recounted this horrible story to Estelle, she said, so? So? What happened then? I said, I can't tell you what happened then. But I learned something from the incident. I learned why you're so reluctant to swallow. Nino, Nino, Nino.